I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You probably didn't see this at your local Hallmark store, but today is International Noise Awareness Day. In fact, this week is Noise Action Week. Nowhere is action on noise needed more than in big cities. Cairo, for example, is very big and very noisy. But reporter Daniel Estrin says at least some of the city's 12 million residents don't seem to mind a bit.
They call Cairo the city of 1,000 minarets, which means that wherever you are in the city, chances are you'll be close to a minaret when its loudspeakers blast the call to prayer. Before I give you a taste of what that can sound like, you might want to turn down your radio a bit. Add to that 24-hour traffic and Cairo drivers who are in love with their car horns. Everyone else is beeping. Why did you beep? Why did you have to add your beep?
To go on with the crowd.
That's Cairo resident Roland Manadili behind the wheel.
It adds to the noise.
Yeah, that's the point.
Some Egyptian scientists make a different point. A few years ago, researchers measured Cairo's noise levels and came up with alarming results. A bearable noise level, according to the EPA, is 55 decibels. But in Cairo, the average noise level from 7 in the morning till 10 at night reaches 90 decibels. And to understand what 90 decibels of noise sounds like, imagine standing 15 feet away from a freight train or spending all day inside a factory. That's part of the problem. Many people in Cairo do live next to factories. Industrial workshops and residential buildings are often located one next to the other. Like this metalsmith who works on a mostly residential side street. His bandsaw lets off red sparks that fly across the street as kids with backpacks walk home from school. But many seem to have made peace with the soundtrack that accompanies life in the city. Accountant Mu'taz Abdissalam was walking his 6-year-old son Omar back from school when I saw them enter their apartment building right next door to the metalsmith. I approached them for an interview.
I'm doing a story about noise in Cairo.
Excuse me, I don't listen because it's very noisy, but outside. Okay.
Okay. And but it doesn't bother you? It doesn't disturb you?
No.
He suggested I check out other parts of Cairo.
Downtown is quiet, very quiet.
Downtown is very quiet?
Yes, about the cars, that's all.
Well, here's Ramses Square in downtown Cairo. And sorry, Mr. Abdissalam, but I must disagree. Cairo's leaders haven't remained silent about the city's cacophony. Egypt's Environmental Affairs Ministry set up a noise pollution unit. And a few years ago, the government announced its intention to replace all those individual calls to prayer with one synchronized voice broadcast on the radio. That hasn't happened yet. But many Cairenes don't seem willing to part with their city's unique sound print. Businessman Ashraf Ismail stepped into his office building just off Ramses Square and waxed poetic. As he put it, the noise of Cairo is Cairo itself. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Cairo.